Man, I just so appreciate Youth Sunday. Hallelujah. Yeah. I always look forward to hearing from the students. We're going to hear from them in just a minute, but I want to welcome you to worship. I'm Pastor Bob. If you're a guest here, we're thrilled you've come. I hope that you will enjoy worship and in every way. If you haven't already, there's a Connect card in your pew pocket. Take that, fill it out. And if you take it out to the Connect Center, we have a gift for you, our first-time guests. The rest of us, if you haven't, take that attendance pad and pass it. Surely we are going to turn our hearts to prayer today as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Yes. That you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that you are the one who rests on us with your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you love us like a father. You love us with a never-ending love. And we thank you that our students are experiencing that. Lord, we thank you for the sound of the rain as it comes among us, reminding us of your grace that is always being poured out. We pray for people on our hearts today. Lord, we pray for those who have need that we know of. We also pray, Lord, for our city. There's an election on Tuesday. We continue to pray for our community and the things that we are dealing with. Lord, we pray for our state, our nation, our world. We pray for the students that are sharing today in worship. Thank you for them. Pray for them, their families, and their ongoing relationship with Jesus. And Lord, we remember the prayer that you've taught us as we share that too. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are going to experience some youth testimonies, and before we get into that, I just want to let you guys know the power of the testimony, and it's something that we learn about every year at this one camp called Dayspring, which we're going to hear about in a little bit, but particularly youth testimony is something so powerful and strong, because it's really what we teach them at camp. It's their story of how Jesus has changed their life. And what they want to do after their life has been changed by Jesus. So we're going to hear testimonies from a couple of the kids about a couple of the different camps they went to and the things they got to experience at camp this year, and what they learned and what they talked about. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Olivia and Janae to head on up here, and they're going to talk to you guys about Disciple and Youth Force. But again, I would also just like to thank you guys so much for dedicating a Sunday every year to Youth Sunday. It really means a lot. So this is Olivia and Janae.
Hello, my name is Janae. I'm going to be into ninth grade at TSAS. This year, I was confirmed into the church and got to remember my baptism. Since I'm a freshman, I had the opportunity to go to all three of our overnight camps. This year at Disciple was my last year to attend as a student. Our speaker was Christ Hopper from Ardmore. He talked to us about Joseph's story from Genesis and how big of a part we had to play in our church family. Melody, Olivia, and I got to be in the same cabin and small group. We met and made friends with a lot of youth from other churches like St. Luke's and St. Mark's from OKC. My favorite part of Disciple Camp was worship, because it really got me to connect with God and feel his presence. Worship is really fulfilling to me because I feel like he is there with me and has open arms for not just me, but everybody. Thank you for supporting our junior high camps.
Hello, my name is Olivia, and I'm going into ninth grade at Jinx. I also got to go to all three of our overnight camps and even helped with our Upward and Water's Edge Mission Week. Our second trip of the summer was called Youth Force. This trip was a mission trip to Ardmore, Oklahoma, where we worked for a week to help insulate inside houses for those who desperately needed it. We woke up at 6 a.m. to go to our work sites by 7. We would work until 3 p.m. In the evening, we would eat and do fun activities like silent disco. After everything, we would have worship and church chat. It was a hard week, but we feel like we have gotten much closer with God through our mission. My favorite part of Youth Force was seeing how grateful the house owners were when they saw how good their houses looked after we were done, because it made me feel fulfilled and complete. Thank you for supporting youth missions.
Big smile.
So a little background about Disciple and Youth Force, which is, so Disciple is our junior high camp, which is the shirt that Olivia and Aiden are wearing, and Youth Force is the shirt some of the other ones are wearing. Disciple is our junior high camp. It is for incoming seventh graders to incoming ninth graders. And so that's why the girls said they were able to go to all three camps this year, is because they are actually, this is their only year where they are just the right age to go to junior high camp, our mission trip, and our senior high camp. Disciple is really something crazy. So if you see any of the pictures up there where they're looking like wild and like got stuff all over them, it's probably a Disciple. But a lot of good pictures there. But Youth Force is a mission trip to Ardmore, Oklahoma Disciple. I've been a part of Disciple leadership for probably like 15 years, which just seems weird I'm getting old, I guess. But I've been part of Youth Force leadership also for that long. And these camps, I think, have just the right amount of intention and care and leadership from the other youth pastors and Methodist churches that make these camps and put them together. So I really believe in the goal and mission of these camps, and I hope you guys know I wouldn't take our youth anywhere else unless they could also prove that they are that intentional about the spiritual development of our kids. So those are really great camps that I'm really thankful for. But I'm actually going to talk to you guys a little bit about Upward Basketball Camp, which is actually a thing that Tanya's group runs, Upward Basketball. Who's familiar with Upward Camp here that happens throughout the summers? The youth actually love volunteering at Upward Basketball Camp. And youth, if you volunteered at Upward this year, go ahead and raise your hand. Yeah, so we had, when they come and volunteer at Upward, they help me, because I'm one of the head coaches along with Mr. Phil back there, and they help Mr. Phil and I with the little kids. And so they help wrangle the kids together and keep them focused and everything like that. And it's always a really fun week to have in the middle of the summer. And it's great time. And it's really good to see our youth step into leadership roles as they're so young, and to let them know that they are not too young to not be able to do these things. And they are, in fact, just the right age to start stepping into leadership. So that's Upward. And I hope we continue to have a great history at Upward. Now I would like to ask Garrett Bacon to come up and talk to us about Dayspring, our senior high camp.
Hey there, everybody. I'm here to talk about our Dayspring camp that our senior high goes to. And my name's Garrett. I'm going into my senior year at Booker T. High School. And I'm ready to talk to you about Dayspring. Dayspring is a very good experience. You get to hang out with a bunch of people your age and get to experience what everybody else gets to experience throughout high school and churches and everything like that. And we see all kinds of churches, see people from Edmond, see people from Claremore, Owosso, Ardmore, and it's just a great time to meet new people and have fun with them. And a lot of things we do is that we'll go out there. We usually start out with a random small group. So we'll go out and they'll assign us a small group, and we'll be with those group of people for the rest of that week, and we get to hear their testimonies and their stories from their churches and the new things that they do and new things that we do. And then after that, we'll go to rec. So we go compete against all those other small groups and have fun and games. Like one of my favorites, which is called Cow Tongue. ultimate cow tongue, which is ultimate frisbee, but with a real cow tongue. And they go a few days before that and go chop that tongue out of a cow at a butcher shop. And it's fun. Don't advise getting hit in the face by it. Doesn't feel very good. But pretty much as soon as you get out from your bunk, you're outside the whole time unless you're eating. That's it. And then we also have, what is it called where we go? Workshops, where we'll have people host workshops and we'll go learn about their, like, either one will be a testimony. And they're just really great times to do that. But this time we learned about Peter and his calling and how he was called to follow Jesus. And our speaker's name was Aaron. What was his last name? Aaron Calhoun. And he was from Tallahassee, Florida. And he's just a really great speaker and told us all about how we're actually very similar to Peter and how he made mistakes and how he even denied Jesus and how we may do that as also, but we always end up coming back to him. And I got to say, my favorite part of the camp was probably the spring that's there. They have a really cold spring. I'd say it's probably about 46 degrees year-round. And when it's about 100 degrees, it's really nice to go jump around in there and go swim and do all the, then they got like water toys out there to go mess around on. But yeah, if you have any kids, grandkids, to go out there and just have them come with us and we'll have a great time. Thank you for supporting us.
So these camps are scattered throughout different parts of Oklahoma. Our junior high camp Disciple for the last like 10 years has been at Heart of the Hills, which is Salvation Army camp, just barely past Tahlequah. And unfortunately, that one is gonna have to, we have to look for a new campground this year, which I'm really bummed about it because we've been there for so long. It's a lovely campground. And Youth Force has been at Ardmore for the last like 4 years, I believe. And Ardmore is a really great town, and they host us. We all go stay in First Methodist down in Ardmore, and we all sleep in the church on the floors, and wake up every morning to do that. And then the Day Spring Camp is currently at this place called Sky Ranch, which is in Miami, Oklahoma. And as Garrett said, it's awesome. It's got a lot of the water stuff and the that you guys talk about. They come back kind of like beaten up because they have this giant thing that they climb on and throw each other off, and they'll come back and like, you know, got scratches or whatever. And like, what happened? They're like, oh, we're just having fun. So you know, they just love it there. But now I'd like to ask Keith Walker to come up and talk about how we helped the Water's Edge Mission Week.
Hello, my name is Keith Walker, and I'm going into the 10th grade at Bigsby. This year, I helped the Water's Edge with Water's Edge Mission Week. The youth like to join in with the mission week, with this mission week. This year, we served at Little Lighthouse, Iron Gate Catholic Charities, and the food bank. It is very important to help to serve the community around you that needs help. These programs have great organization and leadership. We would highly recommend finding time to serve with them if you can. My favorite place to serve was Iron Gate because we got to help pack food and give it out to people. Thank you for supporting our youth and children's missions.
My favorite parts about camp or summertime is our youth volunteer group that loves to help Miss Tanya's team that do these Upward and these mission weeks. And again, it's just, I love seeing intergenerational ministries happen, and that can start right now, even with them helping the children's and even younger. And so, the mission week was awesome. If you want to hear more about mission week, please ask Miss Tanya. If you have grandkids or kids that need something to do over the summer but maybe don't want to go for out-of-town experience, an overnight experience, the Mission Week is perfect for them because we get here in the morning, we hang out all day, we eat lunch, and we're just doing missions throughout the town. And it's just, and you know, honestly, by the time the week's over, you don't, it doesn't even feel like you've been, like, working because we're just, like, we're fellowshipping with God's goal in mind is what it ends up feeling like. And that's a really great thing to have happen. I'm going to tell you guys might have noticed that there's some interesting stuff laying around the sanctuary. And I'm going to tell you guys why. This summer, for the last like couple weeks or so, we've been learning more about the Acts prayer model. Do we have that slide up for the Acts prayer model? Who in here is familiar with the Acts prayer model? Have anyone heard of it before? It's a really neat way to pray, and a lot of times youth don't want to pray, but it's not because they don't necessarily want to in their heart. It's more like they're scared about doing it the right way. And so we've been practicing this way to pray that is like a blueprint. So it's not necessarily I would never say there's like a really wrong way that you can pray if you genuinely taking your heart to the Lord in a moment, in a conversation. I think that prayer is good in the eyes of the Lord. But we do have this blueprint that's going to help us to learn this thing. And I'm not sure if we have the slide up for it. No? Okay. So I'll just explain it to you all then. The Acts prayer method is breaks down each letter is a part of the prayer that you can do. So the first word, the letter A, is for adoration. So when you start your prayer, you should start it in adoration. A lot of us do this without knowing that we do it. Dear Lord, Almighty Father, Father God, these things that you say about God that are affirming God's sovereignty in your life and the importance of God in your life, these are affirmations and adorations. These are good things. So for the letter A, we have this station over here, this table with the paper on top. And here after communion, I'll explain how this is going to look here in just a second. I'm going to invite you all to come up to that and write down your adoration. What is the way that you adore God in your prayer? And we're going to write it down and we're going to hang it out in the people place next week so we can all see it and everything. It'll be nice. The next one, the next letter, C, is confession. In prayer, we should be willing to confess what the Lord already knows anyways. And so it's very important. And again, some of us already do this as well. I tell the kids, if you're in a big group and you don't want to be too specific, Father, forgive us of our sins. That's a really good catch-all confession right there. But if you are specifically praying with somebody, if it's a prayer that you guys are trying to address something prayerfully, then you can be more specific, like, you know, Father, forgive me because I've done this, or help us because we keep doing this, or, you know, be more specific. But in a group setting, forgive us of our sins is a great catch-all for that. So for the confession station, we have this bowl over here that Ron is going to be standing at. And something we do often in the youth room is burn things. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. It's not that often. But that is our burn bowl, and what we're doing, and since this day is with youth in mind, if you guys are holding on to something that maybe happened when you were younger, maybe it was something embarrassing, maybe it was something shameful, maybe something you feel guilty about, we're going to invite you to write it on this little piece of paper that no one can see, fold it up, and give it to Ron, I think Olivia's manning that station with Ron, and they are going to burn it in the burn bowl. And that is symbolic of you confessing this and it being covered in God's grace immediately as you give it away. So that is our confession station over here. And then we have our thankfulness station right over here. We'll have these yellow cards on it. And with youth in mind, you can read the prompt on the card. You're going to write down the name of someone you are thankful was in your life when you were younger that led you to Jesus. So that one's pretty easy. And then you can kind of keep that one with you, or you could maybe give it to the person. It's just to help you remember and enter in a time of prayer over the people in your lives that, you know, brought you to church or, you know, told you about God for the first time or anything like that. And then Our other station over here will have sand at it, and because the last letter in the Acts prayer method is supplication, which is a big fancy word that just means prayer request. But in with the mindset of the youth involved, if there is a youth that you know doesn't attend church, doesn't have to be here, just a youth that you know should be connecting with a group, you're going to go up to the sand and you're going to draw their name in the sand. And Joe and some of the youth that are there at the sand will pray with you for that person to find a church home. And then when you're done, the name will get wiped clean and the next person will come up. So the reason why we're doing this is the youth, we love doing things with interactions, right? Look at them, they can't even hardly sit still right now, and it's Youth Sunday. So it's like they like getting up and doing things. They like moving around and doing stuff. So we wanted to try to bring an element like that everyone could apply to. If you're not comfortable getting up to these things, let someone know. We could bring the card to you. We could bring the confession slip to you. We could just pray for the youth that you know with you right there at your seat, and we could write down the thing you want to write down for you as well. So, but here in a second, I'm going to invite Pastor Bob to come up and lead us in communion. But what's going to happen, we're going to do communion like we normally do. We're going to come down the middle aisles of the youth. Are going to serve you your communion, and then you will be invited from that moment on to go to the individual prayer station. So there's going to be a lot of movement. There's going to be a lot of back and forth, maybe. I would invite you guys at this time to stay reverent and stay spiritual and really try to focus in on the group prayer of it all. Like, I mean, we're going to receive the blessing of communion and then straight into this prayer from this activity. So Pastor Bob, would you come and lead us in communion? Thank you. Oh, I guess I should end it in a final. Again, thank you so much for supporting our youth. Christ Church does an incredible job of pushing the youth to do great things and be with them and giving them the resources to be able to do it. And so I'm really thankful to be working in a church that cares so much about these people.
Thank you. Hey, I just stay here, Ethan, for a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I just want to say how proud I am of Ethan Watt and his leadership of our student ministry and our student ministry team. He just has come and he has a great heart for kids and their families. He has a great heart for Jesus, and it is just evident in everything that he does. Man, he can lead worship. Amen. He can lead worship. Yeah. He has such a keen understanding of discipleship, of what's involved. And we just heard, you know, some great teaching about how we pray. And I see in the lives of our students just increased passion for Jesus and increased awareness about how I walk with him day by day. And it's happening because Ethan is doing a great job. And I just wanted to say that. And thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And again, thank you with me for him. Yeah.